Narrative frameworks. 32. So we need to make sure we are not confused between the label and the reality, the map and the territory, the image and the truth, the false promise and the real. Globalization has been touted as such a good thing at school in all the textbooks. It was the promise of coming together, the promise of unity beyond conflict. One big happy family. But whose unity is this? And who is at the head of this one big happy family? What is the political impulse behind creating one big happy family? Because it sounds beautiful to be part of one big happy family, and this is playing on our innate good nature to live in harmony with one another, a harmony which has been disrupted by the very people or the very forces that promise to deliver us harmony out of disharmony, that promise to make it better by joining countries and the peoples of countries arm in arm, hand in hand. If only. The true unified consciousness is not the control system's unified hive mind. The true unified consciousness is not a construct . It's not something delivered to us by other people in so-called positions of power. The true unified consciousness is for you to realize in yourself here and now. I mentioned hive minds just now. Hive mind. I mean, in one sense, that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? A hive mind, the working together of all the units within a colony, within a system, within a world, the cooperation towards an end. Innately, that is a beautiful thing. But when that hive is manipulated, when the bees do not see that there is a beekeeper, then the hive mind becomes something else. The hive mind becomes something that is played and manipulated. The hive mind becomes something that is preyed upon as individuals within a society, as people, seek to be included and accepted within the whole, and therefore go along with the values of that whole, the values which are given to it by the beekeeper. So a hive mind can be a natural occurrence, a natural integration of the units of life within the wholeness of life. But really, the way the hive mind is talked about today, it's quite rightly portrayed as something totally different. It's an unquestioning mind which does not critique the structures that are foisted upon us and sold as good. And of course, the people who critique those structures sold as good are instantly labelled bad because they must be against goodness. No, no, no. It's not that they are against goodness, it's that they are against the manipulation of goodness by and for powers that hide behind the curtain. So we have these different versions of unified consciousness. The elevated version of unified consciousness sees that we are this consciousness acting as a person in the world. And as a person in the world, or rather as a human in the world, we can see the unity of life. As an entity of life in a world of life, we are life within life. We are life in life. We are love in love with itself. This is elevated universal consciousness. It is nothing of fantasy, nothing of false promise, and everything of the most elevated truth available for us to come back to. And yeah, that coming back takes time, it takes practice, it takes the developing of insight, but that coming back is also instant. That coming back is a timeless moment of reconnecting with what is true. So this universal consciousness of life in life, of a small representation of life, i.e. body-mind, within the field of life. And that small representation, realizing that it is not an isolated entity of representation, it is a connected entity of representation. It feeds from and to the source. It shares with other divine aspects of that source, other human beings, other forms of life. We are in a network of life, not a network of life's, not a network of life twisted into what is called life, but what is less than life. Not a network, as I alluded to before, of electronic digits, algorithms, and lack of consciousness. Because where is the life energy in LEDs switching on and off from commands of computers? Where is the life energy in that? There is no life energy in that. That is simply life, the movement and beauty of life, represented by lights and numbers and flashes and beeps and whirs, posing as life. And that, when we believe that is unified consciousness, the unification of information and a global internet, when we believe that is the unified consciousness, then we are far, far, far away from what is real. So this is the inverse of the unified consciousness that realizes it is life within life, that realizes it is an image of life in a reality of life. We are each sparks of a greater fire. But when we see only our being as a number in a matrix, a construct in a construct, and even forget the life that that construct was originally supposed to serve, that is when evil is rife. because that is when we have forgotten life. And evil is quite simply live backwards. L-I-V-E, E-V-I-L. Living backwards. Living an inversion. This is evil. This is what evil is. There is no evil but for the inversion of life. And the inversion of life is subtle. The inversion of life takes life's principles, claims to represent them, but actually turns them on their head. So unified consciousness is seeing the truth of your life. Unified consciousness is not succumbing to a system that claims to represent life. You are the representation of life. Represent life as you know life should be and is. Do not trust anyone else's representation. We are the agents of life. Life runs through us. We are life. And anything less than that is an injustice, a deep injustice. Systems of justice everywhere claiming to represent the good, when their very system is a removal from life.